Hello, Peaceful Prophets Nation. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Nielsen, and I'm joined today by Mike Connolly. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Janelle. It's great being here.
Yeah, so I am excited for today's episode. Let me start by telling you a little bit about Mike. So Mike Connolly's business is dedicated to devising and developing direct marketing strategies and systems that help high-value service providers 10x their impact and income. He does this with deep strategic research and planning, and then crafting messages that clearly communicate the value his clients can provide. He says, "If I have a secret sauce at all, it seems to be a unique ability to create effective sales and marketing messages that break down communication barriers between high-value service providers and the people they can help." And that is something that so many people need. So I love that you are in that space. Now, Mike has a secret accomplishment that we're going to start off with. Mike was the former Colorado State Fiddle Champion. So congratulations on that achievement. Let's start there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of a story there. So becoming a state champion fiddler entails showing up at the state fair and getting up on a stage and playing your fiddle. And it turns out that day there was all of a grand total of about three of us. And they award first, second, and third, you know, so I'd take first. But I think it just kind of goes to show, you know, the old maxim. I think Woody Allen said it best of, like, you know, 80% of success is showing up, something like that, you know.
So. Yeah, well, it's amazing that you even play the fiddle and yes, showing up. So that's so great. That's so cool. I wish we had time for a little fiddle demonstration on the podcast. We'll have to save that.
I don't think so. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. Well, maybe after a drink or two.
Yes, yes. So you are no longer you know, full-time fiddling, if ever you were, but you've moved into this business. So let's talk about, how did you get started doing what you're doing now?
Sure. Yeah. So in 2009, my real estate investing business crashed and burned. I lost pretty much everything. Fortunately, the day I closed my business in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, a longtime friend and mastermind partner invited me to run the marketing for his health insurance agency, and which I gladly accepted at the time, needing work and starting from scratch, basically. So the job entailed writing copy and managing about a half a dozen email campaigns and things, all going out to about a half a dozen different brands. And so we had just all kinds of stuff going on at once. It was kind of, I imagine, anyway, I've never been an air traffic controller, but I imagine it's kind of like sitting at O'Hare trying to figure out how to make all this stuff happen without, you know, anything getting tangled up. Anyway, so it gave me a chance to really, like, cut my teeth on both copywriting and marketing automation. And the time we were using this software platform called Infusionsoft, which they now call Keep. And so at any rate, I did that for a while. And then I kind of hung out my shingle to help other small business owners with their copywriting and their marketing automation. And eventually the folks at Infusionsoft took notice and they invited me to become one of their partners or consultants, and which I accepted. It was pretty cool, you know, opportunity. And also around that time, they were hosting these three-day events called implementation accelerators. And that's where, like, if you owned a small business, you and your team would fly out to Infusionsoft headquarters for 3 days. And, you know, you'd have a chance to shut off all your distractions and just focus on getting one marketing campaign built. And Infusionsoft would supply all the vendors, you know, like graphic designers, video crew, web developers, automation specialists, and copywriters. And being that I, you know, had a little bit of a knack for writing copy, they began flying me down to these accelerators, you know, along with all other vendors. They would fly, you know, a lot of other vendors down for that too. And we were kind of doing this on a regular basis. And these 3 day events were pretty amazing. And what I learned there was how to write copy really quickly, because you would be assigned like six businesses to help them launch a campaign in 3 days. Wow. And I don't know if you can imagine, but it's pretty intense. And so, anyways, so you know, just writing all kinds of copy, emails, landing pages, videos, and all this. And it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And of course, you know, sometimes folks that I would meet at these events, they would then go on to hire me, you know, to write copy for them and stuff. And I eventually got to a point where I felt like it would be professional malpractice to not get some training in this thing, you know, this craft of copywriting. And so I went to, I studied with American Writers and Artists has a program called Circle of Success. And it's basically their whole sort of kielbasa of all the trainings that they have. And what that then kind of enabled me to do was I started working with some of the bigger players, companies like Agora and Stansberry in the financial research, you know, arena. And, but honestly, you know, my favorite clients to work with are small business owners. I really, you know, tend to resonate with folks that like Dan Kennedy and, you know, Russell Brunson, digital marketer, those guys. And so that's, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing today, mainly, you know, focused on that.
That is such a cool journey. And I appreciate the fact that it started from a low point, right? 2009 was real estate was a rough place to be in that time frame. And, you know, bankruptcy, never easy. And yet this started this whole new career for you. And so now working with small business owners, when they come to you, what are they looking for specifically? What is it that they're experiencing that leads them to want to work with you?
Yeah. So I think a lot of it is being part of a community. So folks who follow, for instance, Dan Kennedy, you know, there's an affinity there. So if they know that I'm somebody who also understands, you know, kind of the, you know, Dan's principles and philosophies and things like that, and here's somebody who understands copywriting and direct response marketing, you know, I think they relate to that. The reasons why they come, I think, are there's a few things that I've thought of. One is they may not feel totally confident in how to get their messaging out, or in some cases they feel pretty confident, but they don't have the time. Their business is growing. And they're smart enough to realize that, you know, at some point, it's better to leverage, you know, people who are specializing in their unique ability, you know, to do this other thing. And then you can focus on your, you know, your unique ability. So I think those are probably some of the main reasons that the people reach out to me to help out with their campaigns.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So then they reach out to get help. And how do you help them?
Right. Well, first thing is research. So one of the first steps, you know, once we get started is they'll get a long questionnaire. It starts from a very basic template that I use, but it's always, you know, like it'll be catered to, there will be questions on there that will cater exactly to their business. So every business has its own unique, you know, capabilities, its own characteristics, its own limitations. And then, so that questionnaire is really just like a starting point. And from there, that gives me enough information to say, okay, I got a sense of where we want to go, who our competition is, you know, where our strong suits are, you know, what our weaknesses are that we, you know, need to take into account. And then I will go out and do, you know, of course, Google is your friend in a lot of this, you know, research, you know, but also sometimes, you know, just talking to different people who ideally are prospects for a client so that we can get a real sense of their mindset and you know, what their pain points are and stuff like that. So the research is the first phase. And honestly, that's really where the whole foundation of what comes next happens. You got to understand who your market is, who your ideal client is. And then from there, it's just a matter of, okay, how do we design a system, design an experience or a journey for your ideal client to find you? Let's say they find you on Facebook, and then, you know, what's the next step? And then what's the next step to where they become a client? And then ultimately, you know, I encourage people to think about, you know, getting a client as that's just the first step in a journey. Really, ultimately, what you want to do is turn those folks into evangelistic ambassadors, as Dan Kennedy calls them, right? Who are, it's now you're starting the whole cycle again, so that, you know, they are referring people to you. And now there's another client coming in the door and so forth. So anyway, that's kind of the gist of the process is, you know, starting with the research and then, you know, crafting a campaign that, that will give, take people on this journey. One other thing I would add to that is, the way that the messaging happens is I like to think of, you know, Michelangelo, when he created the David and La Pietà and all this, people asked him, how did you do this? And, you know, the response he gave was, well, I just carved away everything that wasn't the David, right? But what really goes behind that statement is that he, and I don't know if people generally know this, but he took huge risks early on to, he would actually go out and find cadavers and take them apart and just feel, you know, what the tendons felt like and how the muscles were constructed and what happened when, you know, different movements happened. And it, that, you know, like the penalty for doing that during that time was death. You know, I mean, he was really taking a risk. So point being, I do think that you need to deeply understand who your prospect, who your market is, in order to create the right kind of messaging and put it out there in a way that they'll respond and say, yeah, you know what? Dang, this is for me. You know? Yeah. So that's, there you go. That in a long nutshell, that's kind of the process. We work on it that way.
Well, I love it. And I love that example you just shared. I had recently read that about Michelangelo. And I think that it speaks so, you know, it just gets across this idea that we look at the David and we say, oh, wow, that's amazing. But you don't see all of the things that came before. And I love that this is such an important part of your process. You know, you talked earlier about being able to really quickly get out copy after a while of doing this. Well, that came from so much work, putting in the time, putting in the hours. And now you're creating, you know, helping people on the other end, but it starts with research. It starts with, you know, the thing no one wants to think about, the cadavers, right? That hard, you know, hopefully not that gross, but
not quite. Yeah. We have it a little easier.
Right. Yeah. But it's still, it's not the fun part. It's not the polished end product part. It's the really digging in and the difficult part. And so I love that that is a part of what you do. So I'd love to hear an example of what this looks like. Can you give us an example or a case study of someone that you've helped?
Yeah, sure. So I might, let's see. So one example is doing one of the accelerators. I was working in kind of a small room and one of the, they have these sort of lead managers, the people who help, you know, the infusion, the accelerator clients, the folks that are flying in with their business, came to the door and he was like, you know, somebody who you just wrote some copy for is in tears. And I'm going like, uh-oh, this doesn't sound good. And she wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, bring her in, you know? So she comes to the door and she's like, there's actually tears of joy, which was a relief, right? And what she said was, and this kind of really struck me. She said, you know, you wrote in just a few sentences what I've been trying to say for 4 years. And like, you know, I enjoy making a living at this, but it's that kind of, it's like, it's so meaningful to hear, you know, somebody feel that way. And so anyway, yeah, so that's, I guess that would be one example of, you know, kind of hitting that message, hitting that sort of sweet spot. You know, maybe another example here that is a little bit more concrete is one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm actually using the copywriting marketing skills that I have in a business of my own. Actually, a past year or so, started kind of getting back into the real estate investing business. Probably a crazy time to do that. But one of the things that I find there is I sort of feel like, you know, from the marketing end, I have a little bit of an unfair advantage. And that has sort of been borne out by when we put together an online campaign to generate leads, Facebook and Google. There's these sort of standard practices that I hired an agency to do, you know, kind of the technical stuff, right? Like, you know, managing the bids and all that stuff. That's not my bailiwick at all. But what we found is that whereas in that industry, you know, leads typically cost somewhere around $150, $180 up to $250 or more dollars per lead, what we were finding it was our leads are kind of in the $70 to $80 range. Wow. And I think the reason for that is, again, I just took that same approach of like, okay, so what is the psychology of the person who is going to respond to this? What are they feeling at this moment? You know, what's the one thing that they would say, you know what, that's something I want to find out more about. And I think, you know, given that, that's probably why, you know, knock wood, we're getting results like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And I think it speaks to the power, you know, both of those examples, the power that, you know, copywriting, it just the power of words to move people to action. That's ultimately what you're doing with copywriting, is you are moving them enough that they take whatever next step you're asking them to take. And so that's a really powerful form of writing. It has to go deep enough that people feel it, and then, right? Because they need to do something. So I love those two examples that you shared. So nowadays, people who are in the copywriting space, I hear a lot of fear and a lot of talk about AI. It's something that people are concerned about, right? But let's talk a little bit about, you know, you being in that space. How is that impacting you and your clients and content creation?
Yeah, what a great question. So I'm not a believer that it's this great, fantastic, you know, thing that's going to enable us all to just like, you know, kick our heels up and not have to work anymore and get paid for it at the same time. But it's not the Antichrist either. You know, I think there's a lot of paranoia out there. So much like any other technology that's come along, you know, I mean, you know, heck, you know, just you, when you're driving your car, you know, you put it on 55 and it goes for you. Now some cars, you can take your hands off the wheel, right? I mean, you still have to be there and present and drive the car. And it's, I think it's very similar in my experience anyway, with using, you know, like chat and some of these other forms of AI. And by the way, this is nothing new. I mean, I've been using tools for, gosh, a good five or more years that are out there, there's a company called CoSchedule that has a headline analyzer. There's a lot of them out there. You can Google them. Hemingway is another app. There's another one called Readable. You know, these are all just algorithms that help you kind of refine your content and your messaging. So the way that I work with it is I've observed and seeing other, you know, people who work with it really well, is that it's sort of like you need to be, to give you an example, you know, a professional dog trainer, I know this sounds kind of funny, but a dog trainer who really understands who the dog that he's working with or she has this ability to do amazing things because they have the capability to lead, you know, the psychology of this animal in a certain direction. So I kind of think of AI that way, is you know by using the right prompts and kind of asking questions and develop, you know, you can develop sort of a conversation. You can say, okay, well, that was good, chat. Now, how would you do this more conversationally, for instance, yeah, right? Stuff like that. Anyways, so I think it's I think it's very helpful tools. It's pretty amazing, pretty surprising, pretty dumb sometimes, kind of. But if you look at it as like an apprentice or a sparring partner, let's say, you know, and work back and forth with it, I think ultimately that's the key. And you got to have the foundational understanding to be able to lead it. That's really the key, I think.
Yeah. Good point. I think that's so good and hopefully reassuring for people to hear. Let's kind of switch gears here. I'd love to talk about what led you to Peaceful Profits. What brought you here in the first place?
Yeah. So I was working with a client at the time who we had just, so he was in the reverse mortgage business, which as you can imagine, it's a little bit complex and involves trust. And I just written a consumer information guide for him to help bridge that gap to where, you know, people like, I mean, he was spending a lot of time over and over and over again, explaining all these little facets of how the thing works, building trust, helping them understand this complex product. So this guide was very helpful, but, you know, honestly, I also felt, and he and I had talked about it, was that having a book would be just super helpful in his business as a trust building device and also as a way to kind of pre-educate people so that by the time they're talking to him, they already understand so much of what he offers. And right around that time, I saw the Facebook ad, right, for the One Book Millions. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for this client. And so that kind of led me, you know, that was my gateway drug into the whole Peaceful Profits world, which has been great. And I'm, you know, now seeing it as quite honestly, it's like, I feel like I've got to do this myself first to show my clients. And I have several clients. So I'm thinking, boy, this would be exactly what they need, you know? So at any rate, that kind of was really how I encountered it at first.
That's awesome. And then it led to you coming here and working on your own book. So tell us about your book.
Yeah. So while it is a work in progress, I'm still thinking about the title. It's either going to be something along the lines of a 7-figure sales funnel or 3 pillars of profit. You know, it's hard for me to think of hooks without getting all sort of copyrighty, you know, but at any rate, yeah. So the process of creating this book has been an amazing experience for me of clarifying my thinking about how my business works, what I can offer, how to do it, you know, most effectively and how to put it in a way that people can understand. So, yeah, I would say, you know, at this point, I'm committed to getting this thing done. You know, it's the first major book that I'll have out there, and it's been a long time coming, but it's been a real eye-opener for me in terms of just clarifying my thinking and you know, making the connections there that people I hope can understand.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's something that I hear a lot on this end of the podcast, that when people come into Peaceful Profits, they get a lot of clarity. And so I'd love to go next level on that. What does that clarity do for you or do in your business?
Yeah. I guess for me, like, it is understanding how what I do fits into a package, if you want to say that. The way that I have worked with clients in the past is I will look at everything that they could possibly benefit from what I do. And I'll say, okay, so here's this, and then let's do this, and let's do this. And it's a very sort of ad hoc process, right? So one of the things that, you know, having a book out there and giving people kind of a next step that they can, you know, first of all, they can get a quick win from the book, but then also like realize that, gee, you know, there's a lot more to this. How can I take the next step with Mike, right? Mike, me in this case. And so it's helped me kind of formulate, okay, if I create a system or a framework that I can easily replicate over and over again, then that not only I think helps my clients on a deeper level, because we're able to produce a better benefit for them on a repeated basis. And really, that it's that repetition where you're able to get better and better. Michael Jordan, practicing those jump shots, when everybody else has gone home, type of effect. And having something that is repeatable, which is kind of what I've, been, I don't know if I say forced to do, but the book has led me to create something that is more repeatable. And I think, and that's probably one of the biggest impacts of several, that the book has really helped me with.
Yeah. And that's a huge one. I mean, what that does for you and the way you speak about your business, what that does for clients who go through the process is so powerful. So thank you for sharing that. I would love to ask, being on this end, having seen some success in your business, what advice would you give to other business owners who would like to be where you are?
Well, first of all, I feel very, very humbled to be here. And I guess, that's normal. Everybody has their own version of imposter syndrome, but at any rate, I'm totally honored to be here. I guess, if I was to share anything, if I could do two, maybe real quick, one would be, there's this whole idea of like, if you want more, do more, right? And I think back on what I was doing before I had the real estate business was for 20 years, I was selling building insulation to local contractors for the biggest insulation contractor in the Denver area. And I had just started working for the company, and the owner of the company, who I'd heard about and admired a lot, introduced himself to me, and I think he had heard that I had this idea about, I was going to go out and impress people with my sales ability. And he kind of looked at me and said, it's just a numbers game. And it took me like years to kind of get what that concept was about. But really, I think no matter what you do, like quantity begets quality, right? So I guess if I was to share any thought with everyone or with someone who, wants to get somewhere, it's really that whole idea of like, it does take a lot to get to where you want to go. And the more that you focus on that, the better the chances you'll get to where you want to go. One quick thing, if you want to do something right away, like today, I was just thinking about this before we had our interview here today, Chanel, was one of the great copywriters, some people say greatest of all time, Gary Bensavenga. This is a little exercise I learned from him. I'll just pass this along because it might be kind of helpful, is if you're writing a piece of copy, if you're creating some content, just imagine the person who's on the receiving end of that. And like them just feeling really excited. I mean, you can sort of see them light up, or you can hear them say, "Oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm looking for," or just the feeling in their body, they're just tingling, So if you imagine that, then that is the point at which okay, done. The work is done. All this hard work that I put into this thing, now I think I got it to the point where this is where it needs to be.
Yeah. That's good. And glad there are experts like you to help, because I think that is such a skill that you've developed to be able to get to that emotional place to where you can, imagine that person feeling the way that you want to feel and get them there through your writing. So that is just such an important work that you do. Can you share with us, where can people find you, learn more about you and what you're up to?
Sure. So you can find me on LinkedIn. I think it's Michael J. Connolly on LinkedIn, by the way. I do have a website at funnelhacker.com, pretty much the way it sounds. And on that website, there's a drop down to where you can book a 15-minute get to know you, interview type thing. And I'd be happy to chat with folks. I always love, hearing from small business owners, and And if there's anything I can do to help, you know, I'm happy to point out, you know, different options that we have for helping.
Perfect. All right. Well, we will share those links. Thank you so much for being here, for the things that you've taught us. It's been awesome to see the things that you have learned. And thank you for sharing your journey with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been great.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. You can get more and take the same journey that Michael has taken by going to peacefulprofits.com/call. And we'll see you all next time. Bye.